Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing nonstop, free psychic readings. We have a toll-free number just for the U.S. Canada, you can call direct. I'll give that number. Or anywhere in the world, call direct. I'll give that number also. We will be getting Canada back toll-free and a lot of other places, so just stand by. I'll keep everyone posted on that. Toll-free in the U.S. is 1-877-876-5227. And anywhere else, dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. Okay, folks, I think I have a caller already, so I'll go right to the call if there is one, Don.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
I need a little bit of help from you. Right now, I'm looking for a job. I'm just had an interview. I'm just wondering what the hell is going on.
Okay, what's your first name?
It's George.
George. Okay, yeah. Where are you calling from, George?
Richmond, D.C.
Okay, where did you say you were calling from?
Richmond, British Columbia.
Oh, okay, great.
Fantastic.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, George. Okay, you just recently left the place you are, or is it in progress?
Well, my previous employer is running a lot of problems, and I got laid off about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, because I'm getting there with a separation, and I am going to finances and money. Let's see. Well, there is good news. What I'm hearing is there is. I'm saying within 3 weeks now. It could be any time between now and say the first week in May, but I'm going to. I'd say about 3 weeks, George. You're going to be hearing something and getting something. Hang on for a second. It should be, I'm feeling it's going to be better than what you had, so that's good. Okay, hang on.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Hang on 1 second, George.
Sure.
I don't want to interfere with what I'm hearing. I don't know if you're going to be getting a severance pay or something like this, maybe, possibly, or taking something with you, or something's going to have to be decided before you get it. I'm just feeling some decisions being made or some financial interest you may have. Maybe it's something connected to the job you just left or something you're waiting for to come through. But I am getting decisions being made on that. That should be soon. Hang on. I'm feeling a connection may come through a female. Hang on. I am hearing Tom is good news about business and work coming. You're going to need to keep your eyes open. You may have choices to make, too. You may have multiple offers, I'm feeling.
Actually, that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah. Now, one may pertain to, I want to say, the ocean or the water or crossing the water and a female. I'm just throwing some things out there that I'm hearing right now. If there was an offer with any kind of connection to water or relocating over the water or to a female, I think I would lean in that direction. It's going to be important that you pay attention to the offers, the details, everything that's going to be involved. I don't think it's going to be an overnight decision. And it's important to pick wisely because I believe if you If you don't, the other offer may not be to your liking. So I would take time on a decision, and I would sleep on it a while and really consider everything connected to it. I feel like I'm going to be needing to sign something, too. I don't know if this is a hint towards the job or something you may be going through soon, but I feel like there may be a contract or an agreement that's got to be signed, or something important to you is going to be needing signing. And I want to really look that over, too, before I sign it. Between now and the first week in May, anything that you commit to, read the fine print, really double-check everything. Let's see. All right, let me get to the good part here. I was just picking through some stuff that was being thrown at me, buddy. I am getting money coming to me. I am getting an increase in my finances all by the first week in May, and I'm leaning towards, like, probably within 3 weeks. I'm hearing that again. I believe you're going to choose wisely, and it's going to be better than what you had before, so you're going to be satisfied and happy. It's definitely going to be a step up. It's like you got a promotion or a raise. So that might be another hint, too, if one offer is higher than what you've been getting. And they're waving a letter and a phone at me, so I know the news is going to be delivered to you. You're going to be contacted. And you're going to be happy with the call, I do believe. And it's directly connected to work, business, and job offers. Hang on, buddy. For some reason, there is a female. I don't know if this female is the connection or the go-between, or she's connecting you somehow to this, or maybe connected in some way. There may be a female, so stay alert to female and job search and offers. I feel like she... is a good friend or going to be a good friend, that's for sure. And very comforting. She'll be good for you. Somebody to talk to. Somebody to share with, I'm hearing. That's not all I'm getting, but I'm willing to bet probably within 3 weeks. I believe maybe news and a lot of activity within 2 weeks, and then maybe even getting it and getting set up within 3 weeks. So it does look good for you. Just hang on for a little while longer, George, and you're going to be doing fine.
Okay. Is it okay for me to ask the question now?
What's up? What do you got, buddy?
The thing is, one of my friends is trying to set me up with a couple of companies he knows. Now, one of the companies is rather smaller in size, but the other company is a fairly large company. I'm just wondering if you can get a read on more likely which one would work out.
Is a friend a female?
No. It's a guy, but I don't know where the female comes from, but it could be
something else
later
maybe.
On, maybe.
Is there another offer, too? You got multiple offers now, or just this
no,
one?
No offers yet. It's just that he knows the company pretty well, and he tried to set me up with the people in charge and contact them as well as give them my resume so they can look at it. And so far, the response I'm getting is pretty positive, but I haven't had... an interview or an offer yet.
And this is another one you're waiting for?
Well, just two companies. One is rather small, really small, let's put it this way.
Okay.
It's a startup company.
You got an offer now, and there's one brewing in the background. Is that what you're saying to me?
There's two companies. One is really small, and the other one is much larger.
Okay, is one of them going to require relocating over water or by the water? Or does that mean anything?
Would you have to look like I have to relocate? But both companies are near water, that's definitely.
All right. How much time do you have to make a decision?
Well, I'm supposed to contact them actually tomorrow just to see how they respond to my resume and the things. So I just want to get a feel of the situation first. So I don't know. So I'm going to call them both actually tomorrow.
I would... That's a tough one, George. That's a tough one. This is right on the border here, with nose to nose.
Yeah, well, it's funny you're talking about that. I had to choose carefully, but the thing is, right now, I'm not sure which one to lean towards. I mean, the thing is that both companies could offer me something really good, but depends on the situation.
Right, I understand that.
And especially with the smaller companies, which is a startup, I have to be careful if they're going to be around, let's say, a year from now or not. But if they do succeed, then I'm going to, you know, ride their success with them.
And you would have to relocate for both of them, or no?
No, I don't think I have to relocate, but it's a place, it's a little bit further away from the place I used to work, I would say, but not. I don't have to relocate.
I would, you know, I want to tell you to, too bad, I don't know what to tell you, George. I'm stuck. They're both by the water. And did one of them come through a friend or a family or connection?
Both of them through one guy, basically.
Oh, no.
It was from one guy, so the guy tried to set me up with two companies. So that's why I'm scratching my head as well.
Wow.
Anything else, you know? Oh, okay. Can I ask you this way? Do you feel one company is located in the downtown area, the other one is a bit further away from downtown? So I'm just wondering, not too far away from downtown, or say the other company. So which one you feel I should go to, downtown area or?
You know what? I'm really searching for something to say to you, and what I'm hearing is go with the best package. The higher, the more money, and the better package.
Okay.
Because I believe it may be better than what you left. Maybe that's a guide that you can go by, because I'm hearing it's going to be better than what you left.
Okay. That probably has to go with the bigger company, because the smaller company probably don't have the kind of finance to pay.
Yeah. And I'm very satisfied and happy with it, and it's more than what I left. This is what I'm feeling and hearing. So.
And the other thing is, I'm just curious, do I have to do a lot of traveling in this new job? This probably would give me some idea which company I should choose. I'm just wondering.
I'm not sure, George. They keep pulling me to water and boats. I don't know if, can you see boats from the, you know, I would go with the, just let me leave you with this. Go with the better package.
Okay.
And really check everything and sleep on it, too. See if you can have a few days of sleep on it as you're making a decision. I would check out both, go home, sleep on it, and then I would probably, if it was me in my situation, I would go with the better package, according to what I'm hearing and feeling. I think that would be your best guide. I think that's the best I can give you right now, George.
Sure.
Okay, buddy. You
anything else you picking up which would give me any indication whatsoever?
What's that?
Anything else you're picking up regarding my new job? Anything at all? I don't want to push it.
Other than it being very satisfying and you being very happy with it, and probably starting right off with better than what you did have.
Okay.
That's about all I'm getting on it. That and the water, and it came from a connection and a family or friend connection. That's about all I'm getting on for you.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Good luck with everything. At least there's indicators there that you're going to be getting contacted and going to work. And it's going to be good. So I wish you luck with everything.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Okay, George. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, anybody, if you'd like to call in for a reading, toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. I'm here three nights a week, every Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, midnight Eastern Standard Time, doing nonstop psychic readings. Someday in the future, there's a lot of requests for possibly some talks on developing psychic abilities and using it in your everyday life, or what if you're becoming a reader, or possibly trying to use it as I'm using it, or as many others use it. So you may see that in the future. It'll come together if I'm here for a long time. Okay, Don.
I'll put them on.
Okay, buddy.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael. How are you tonight? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
What's your first name?
Diane.
Diane?
Yes, sir.
Good. Where are you calling from, Diane?
Jersey.
Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I can hear the little Jersey in you.
Yep.
Can you hear the New York in me?
I certainly can.
Good. I hope I never lose it. I don't think I will at this stage in the game.
Probably not, no.
I like it. Okay, Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Are you a regular listener? Or
no.
First-time listener?
Not first time, but I don't do it regularly.
Oh, good. You enjoy it? How's it sound? You like it?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Good. Tell your friends about us, about
mm-hmm.
me. BBS Radio.
Yep.
You're in the thoughts. And there's a lot of other great shows here at the station. Everybody should stop in once in a while and check them out.
Really.
A lot of very interesting hosts and shows. Okay. For some reason, Diane, I'm feeling like I'm upset about something. There's something going on maybe that's kind of pushing my buttons or worrying me.
Mm-hmm.
And going to heart motions, family, maybe relationships, this type of area with it.
Right.
I am hearing patience. Patience is going to be your ally. They're saying tell her to be patient. It's going to work out in her favor.
Okay.
For some reason, I want to watch for the females in my life. A good friend or a family member. I'm not sure what role they play yet, but I want to pay attention to the females.
Okay.
All right. And now I'm being pulled to. I'm leaning towards business and finances also.
Okay.
An increase possibly in work, finances, activity at work.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm looking for a job, I'm probably going to find it or
I'm already working.
You're already working?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just relaying what I'm feeling.
Okay.
And I verbalize what I'm feeling. So it sounds like I'm you when I'm talking sometimes. So, but I feel like if I'm looking for work, I'm going to find it, or maybe waiting for a raise or a promotion, or may even get one or just got one.
Mm-hmm.
That may be what I'm feeling as far as the activity in the work world goes in business. Maybe an increase in income or a raise. So I feel with it an increase in workload too and responsibility. So
right,
may go hand in hand. It might even be maybe a better position, but with more responsibilities even or
okay,
that type of a feeling. I do feel I'm going to be busy.
Yeah.
Active. Sometimes possibly overwhelmed.
Right.
I want to watch for that, too. I don't want to burn myself out, either.
Okay.
And then I'm going to relationships again and possibly romance. If some of the issues now are relationship or romantic,
yeah,
I feel it may get better or something's going to replace something else, this type of a feeling.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so if you're in a relationship and maybe it's a little rocky, I feel like it's going to get better. If it's okay, I feel like it's getting even better.
All right.
And if you're not, I don't think I'm going to be lonely long. I should be occupied in relationships first week in May.
First week in May?
Yeah, or activity in that direction, bumping into somebody, you know, the heart beating fast, the connection being made,
okay,
or actually going out, anywhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
I get activity and energy and cycles. So, because I'm getting an increase in passion, love, romance, so whatever's going on, it's either coming or going to get better.
Right.
For some reason, I'm hearing things are getting better at work, too. I don't know maybe if some of the drama is at work or if there is a little drama at work.
All right.
With coworkers, colleagues, I feel like that's going to blow over or get better.
Mm-hmm.
And things becoming more productive again, an increase in productivity and activity at work. So.
Wow. Okay.
All right. And if there was a split of some kind, a dispute between friends or lovers, I feel like the people involved may be pulled back together again.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And going into end of June, beginning of May, I'm dealing with choices. I feel like it's going to be a big thing, making a decision, either a major decision or several decisions. But I'm plagued by choices of twos and making a decision.
Oh, all right.
And it could go out to a lot of different things, many different areas. So people, offers. You know, this type of a thing.
Right.
Hang on. Let's see. Choices. I'm hearing over and over and over.
Wow.
I want to choose with my heart. Stay centered in your heart between now and the beginning of May.
Okay.
Choose with your heart, I'm hearing.
All right.
And, it may even involve conflicting philosophies in a relationship, friendship, or romance.
Wow.
Some of the issues may pertain to philosophies and lifestyles conflicted, maybe. Or so be alert to that. If something is going on, it may be connected to that. Or if something does come your way, it may become an issue, conflicting lifestyles and philosophies.
Okay,
and I want to pay attention to the new friends in my life or the negative people in my life between now and the beginning of May. If they seem negative or shady, kind of like distance yourself from them, or
right,
or any newcomers into your realm, you really want to scrutinize them, especially between now and the beginning of May.
Okay.
any place to hang out or some place that just gives you the GBs or the vibe ain't right, you would do well to probably go somewhere else or even stay away from it.
Right.
Between now and the beginning of May.
Huh.
I try to keep all my imagery between now and the next 30 days, so
right.
I kind of like use that as my time frame.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, you're one that can't be held down or pinned back. You need to, if anything is oppressing you or holding you back, you need to snap that and move forward. That's the type of person you are and need to be, and I feel like always kind of like focus on that too in your life.
True.
You don't need to be tied up or held back or oppressed in any way. You need to be active and forward in creating.
Yeah.
Without anybody getting in the way of that. Stay away from situations that would involve being, you know, held back, chained down, whatever.
Okay.
That's about all I'm going to get for you, Diane.
Okay.
I hope it helped you and connected.
Yes, it did.
Good.
Terrific.
I sound like I answered a lot of your questions, I think.
Yeah, I think you did.
Like, I'm feeling you like there's everything was touched on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
All right.
Bye.
BBS Radio, you're in at thoughts. Take care. Good night. Okay, everybody, if you would like to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And we appreciate comments here at BBS Radio. Their addy is contact@bloginservice.com.
We got another caller?
Thank you, Don.
I'll put him on the air.
Thank you. Hi, caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello.
I'm fantastic. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Idaho.
Idaho?
Yes.
Wow. What's your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca?
Yes.
Okay, Rebecca. You a regular listener, or are you just stopping in for the night?
Actually, my friend Ricky Sugarcane.
Referred me. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I recognize the name.
Yep.
Good. She
She's
told
very good.
Good. She told you about us, and here you are.
And here I am, yeah.
Great. Stop in off and tell your friends about us. I love word of mouth. There's nothing like it. Grassroots. Okay,
okay.
Rebecca.
I'm sorry?
Okay, Okay, I want to pay attention to my finances. I want to stay on top of them. I would like to be careful how I spend my money, especially between now and the beginning of May. Don't do anything foolish with it or take risk or overspend. Kind of like, you know, stay on top of your money.
Uh-huh.
And, I get a feeling that, you know, I almost want to say that I feel like I don't know if I'm wrong or not, Rebecca, but I feel like relationship-wise has been rough for me, or a little rocky, or this, or I can't find the right one. Am I connected? Is this you or somebody close to you?
It sounds like me.
Okay, so you're single and looking or having some, I just feel like I can't get the right guy. That makes sense? You didn't find the right one yet, or you're still looking, or?
No, I'm married.
You're married?
Yeah.
How's everything going? Is it okay, or?
Rocky. Very rocky.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I think it's you and me and Paul, too. Okay, hang on a second, Rebecca. I just want to see if I can zone in on something that can maybe pertain to your relationship, you know?
Yeah.
Is it close to ending? Is it that bad where it's going to end? Because you think it will? Are you worried about it ending? Or
I'm worried about it.
You're worried about it?
Yeah, that's actually one of my main questions, is if it is ending or not.
That's why you called?
Yes.
See how good my guides are? I went right to that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I wish I could wave a magic wand to make everything better for you. Let me see. Wait, you know, this is another one. It's right on the border, too. I feel like it ends or it gets very close to ending, but for some reason, there's a rebound, and it's a little confusing to me. I don't want to be nosy on air either, but did he ever leave and come back, or has it gone that far yet?
Yeah. We've actually done that several times in the past.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting. I'm getting him coming and going.
Yeah.
I think you may have another one of them coming. I don't know if you can feel that or understand it, but I'm leaning towards maybe... I think that's why I'm on the border here.
Mm-hmm.
Why I'm confused, because I'm getting him leaving, but then again I'm celebrating and I'm happy not too long after. Like there's a rebound and he comes back.
Okay. Are you getting the feeling like I'm going to stay married to him, or am I going to...
I knew you'd ask that.
Yes,
Okay. Okay, let me get off that for a few seconds and go to what else I'm feeling here. Because I like to, sometimes I like refresh my page.
Okay.
Let's see. Has there been an illness around you, or does somebody need surgery that you know of? Or,
no.
Does it connect at all? No?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Is he ill? I hate being... When it gets this deep on air, it's hard for me. He may be ill. Did he ever get a checkup? Or, I mean, is it his mind or emotions or his temper? Or I'm feeling like if he would... Go talk to somebody. It would help the whole situation. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
That makes
sense to me, yeah.
It may. I mean, if you wanted to stay together and get better, I feel like if you went and talked to somebody, it may be something in him that could be helped and made better. Now, it's just a thought, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me see here. But, you know, boy, this is confusing because in a way I get a slight feeling you kind of want it to end anyway, or maybe you had enough of it and it's to that point. I'm not sure. This is something that you're going to really have to deal with on a one-to-one and then daily basis until it's cleared up. Okay, hang on for a second. So I do feel it possibly being one of those where he goes and comes back, okay?
Yeah.
And then when do you have to move, or is somebody moving, or I'm just trying to see. What's that?
Well, what comes into my mind is he's like working out of state, and I was actually kind of in the process of me moving to where he's located.
Okay.
But things have kind of stirred up, and we're not really on a good talking
right
right now.
You're not sure if you want to relocate because of what's going on.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the right move for me to make.
Right. Wow, these are deep readings tonight. I'm hearing moving. Now, I don't know if it's him moving or all of you moving. This is why I'm confused, because it's so closely connected. The family, husband and wife. Let's see. I mean, it's a happy move. I feel like I'm doing well where I move to. I feel like things are better, especially financial. I mean, were financial problems also involved, or?
Well, for the last year, we've kind of been on and off, and he's lived in a different state, so
yeah,
we're paying for two places.
Right.
You know, got a bill. We've had a lot of financial stresses because
yeah.
of that.
Yeah. And now this move, whether it's him by himself or all of you, I mean, it's financially, it's a good move. And it's a happy move for whoever's involved. Now, but whether or not you should go with him, I mean, that's a deep question. I'm feeling you probably wind up going, because I'm getting an expansion of your social circles, your reality, your experiences, and it involves new people and new places.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like I'm traveling. I feel like I will be traveling. And on a lighter note, I feel like it's increasing my romance, my passion, and my love for someone. So it may improve your relationship if you go, you know. But whether or not you should, that's something that ultimately lays in your own hands. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it may be a little confusing, but the energy is there. It's a good move. There'll be more money. I feel like relationships would be improved. But whether or not you go or you want to go, that's going to be ultimately yours, but I do feel that you probably do go and it works out for you.
Do you know, like, are you getting a feeling of, like, any time frame of when that is happening?
I want to say there's a lot of talk of it and plans, at least by the first week in May, or a decision is made. I don't know.
Do you mean July?
What's that?
Like May of next year?
I'm feeling this May. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. It was one of those days. Forgive me. The first week of July. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And all the other people I read, I said May. If you're listening, forgive me. It's the first week in July. My readings are always, especially in a chat room or on the phone, I try to keep them like 30 days, between now and 30 days.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I'm feeling is he may. Were you planning on moving that soon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So you, I'm figuring between the first week and in July, the move. Either you, him, or all of yous. Either him or all of yous. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So even if you stayed behind, it would probably be him going and doing okay, and I don't know where it goes from there. That would be another reading. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. And did I help you?
You did, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, maybe thank you.
Okay, and good luck with everything, Diane. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you have a good night.
You too.
Okay, everybody, if you would like to call in, the number is toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5622. 5227. We will get Canada toll free, and soon they're working on it. We'll keep you updated on that. Anywhere else in the world, you can dial direct 1-530-876-3222.
Okay, we got someone. I'll put them on the air.
Thank you, Don. If you'd like to contact me in private, email me, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
From Buffalo. Where's that?
Oh, how you doing?
Better.
Yeah, you sound better.
I feel a little bit better.
Okay. You sound like you're in a tunnel. Are you in a tunnel?
Sort of, kind of.
I got a little bit of an echo. A little feedback on the phone. Okay, let's see what we got for you, Georgette. All righty?
Okay.
Going to be busy, active, that's for sure. Definite increase in the income and finances. I'm still a mommy by the... no, wait a minute, hang on. All right. How is the pregnancy going?
So far, okay. Still touch and go, but it's okay so far.
Okay. The first week in July, I'm still a mommy, I do believe. So that's a good sign. I know the longer you go, the more chances of it being successful.
This is true.
And before that, there's an increase in income, too, for some reason. I don't know if you're waiting for something or trying to accomplish something, but there's a definite increase in finances.
You could definitely use it.
Yeah. It's going after myself, too. I feel like it's connected to me, something I might be doing or trying to do. So, ponder on more money. Probably an idea will come to you. Travel, too. I'm feeling with you, too, Georgia.
Possibly to Canada?
Yeah, by the first week in July, anyway, between now and first week in July, some travel. Stay alert for ideas there as far as finances go. It might even be for a financial reason or something good financially. So stay alert for that, especially during any type of travel or journey that you may go on the next 30 days. You know, I'm feeling business, too. If this is business with you and maybe the family or the hubby doing something to help you or help you along with it anyway, very supportive of it. I'm getting the hubby and your business being connected somehow in some way by the first week of July. So.
Oh, that would be great because I'm trying to get a web store up and going.
That's right. That's right. So that's right on the money. He may even utilize them. There may be something there between the two of you that you can do together. I believe it would be very helpful anyway. So.
But that'd be great because he's great with figures.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm seeing the marriage, the partnership, being connected commercially. So there may be something there. Think about it and and explore it.
That would be fantastic. That's the figures. I don't know nothing.
Yeah, it might come in handy. And having a helper don't hurt.
That's true.
Yeah, close to home. I keep getting some type of a journey or a little journey or travel of some kind. It's coming up again with you. And I'm also getting people visiting you or somebody visiting you. So I don't know if you're going to be a visitor or you're going to get visited and visit someone. So there's something going on there as far as visiting. I would be prepared for somebody maybe to stop by or you haven't seen in a while or make plans.
Oh, I'll keep my eye open on that one.
Yeah. I got some surprising news coming, too. I don't know if you're waiting for tests or an answer on something, but...
Actually, yes, I am.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, and I'm hearing property matters can go forward now, too. It would be anything to do with property or the home or real estate. And I'm feeling... a visitor may be an old friend or family member you haven't seen in a while, or where you go may be connected to a friend or family member. And then there's news coming with an answer to something, and I feel like the answer is positive.
Okay, Mike, tomorrow I gotta go for some blood testing.
Then,
how do you see that working out?
Oh, you gotta go for
some
blood testing? Mm-hmm. I feel it working out good for you. I believe that's what the testing was that I was being shown. Waiting for results. That's what I was hearing, being positive and good. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, when is the testing?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, no wonder they're showing it to me. All right. My guys are real good to me. They're always there for me.
Michael, you're the only one I will trust.
Good. Thank you for that. I'm feeling it may even take, I wonder if they're going to let you know right away, because I feel like you might have to wait for the answer.
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to wait about 2 or 3 days.
Mm. Yeah, probably, yeah, at least 3 days. But the news is good, I feel, and it's what you want to hear. I hope that helps you.
Oh, yes, it sounds good for the baby.
Okay. And financially, things are looking good for you. And the home is, as I go into the beginning of July, is very balanced and happy. And it's also very comfortable. I feel that there is still baby. The baby is still an issue. So it's still with us. That's a good thing. And everybody is happy about it. And it's making the family happier and healthier. Now, a slight hint of somebody around you moving. I don't think it's you, but maybe somebody connected to you moving.
Possibly my uncle.
Or needing to move, or there might be some issues with that. You might even get exposed to it somehow. So.
Yeah, I don't know. My son was talking about moving into a dorm tonight.
Hmm. Moving into a dorm?
Yeah, he's going out to college next year.
Oh. Well, we're talking next year on that.
this is a 17-year-old we're talking about, too.
Yeah, it could be. No, I think this is more of a, you got anything going on with real estate or property that you're trying to do? Or?
Oh, yeah, we want to refinance the house.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm feeling like that's going to go well, too. That may be what I'm picking up on, I believe. So, there may be some news coming through that, too. So, you got that to look forward to. I don't know how far off it is for you, but I feel like there may be something connected to it by the first week in July, anyway.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
You get my house finished.
Yeah. And one other thing, you want to be careful not to overdo anything, or... or overwhelm yourself either. You want to pace yourself on everything that you do.
Don't trust me. My husband don't even let me do nothing.
Good. And you're right on the right track, and you're handling it the way I'm hearing it should be handled also. that you need to take it easy, emotionally, mentally, and physically.
Well, I'm doing okay physically, mentally, and emotionally. I don't know yet.
Well,
I don't know when these tests come back.
I keep hearing rest, so make sure rest is a part of your daily routine.
Oh, trust me, my husband don't let me do nothing. He won't even let me clean the house.
Good, good. Sounds like a good man. I feel a lot of love in the home and comfort. Comfort.
My husband's a big teddy bear.
Good.
Much like you.
Good. I am a teddy bear. Everybody says my picture of BBS looks like a cosmic Winnie the Pooh.
It does. I love the way it's done. I love that.
Whoa. I'm going to get a better one done with sunglasses.
Well, we're going to get rid of the green shirt, so.
Yeah, I look good in black. I like black.
Mm-hmm.
With sunglasses.
But I love the cosmic in the background. That is so cool.
Yeah. I laughed. With my buddies at work said, you look like Winnie the Cosmic, Winnie the Pooh.
Michael, you always make me feel great.
Thank you, Georgette. Tell everybody about BBS Radio and your inner thoughts.
Oh, you're already on my chat room, so everything is cool.
Good. You'll be seeing me soon in Pal Talk.
Everybody keeps talking about you.
I did one show there. It was fantastic. I was happy, comfortable, and I'm going to probably stay there.
And now everybody comes to me and to find out when you're going back on.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be soon. I'm thinking maybe tomorrow afternoon, an early evening Pal Talk show.
That'll be awesome.
But I'm not sure yet. But anyway, I know there's definitely going to be the next two weekends coming up, Saturday and Sunday, the 10th, the 11th, 17th, and the 18th will definitely be chat room shows. Two weekends in a row.
That will be awesome.
Okay. Thank you, Georgette.
Michael, you are the greatest in the world. I love you to pieces.
Thank you. God bless you. Good
God
luck
bless
with everything.
You too, hon.
Okay. Good night. Okay, everyone, if you're interested in contacting me in private, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. I'm here three nights a week, every Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, midnight Eastern Standard Time. And I would like to bring your attention to a show here at BBS, Star of the Night, hosted by Deidre Turney. It's for children, homeless children, disabled, they're ill, and it's a fantastic show, and she's working hard for these kids, and I want to bring the attention to her.
We have another caller.
Okay, Don, thank you.
We'll put him on in about 5 seconds. Thank you, Don.
Star of the Night is every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Stop in. She's got a lot of celebrities. She's doing a lot with the kids. And I'm wishing her the best in the world with this. Hi, caller.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening.
How are you today?
I'm good. What's your first name?
Anthony.
Where are you calling from, Anthony?
I'm calling from Florida.
Good. Thank you for calling.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My friends call me Master P.
Oh, Master P.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. I'm glad you called. Glad you got through. Welcome to the show, bud.
Thank you. I gave your number to all my friends.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, and I appreciate you having the show.
Okay.
Can you tell me when you might think I'll be released from the torment I'm in every day? The advice you gave me last time was accurate and pinpointed to the point.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Yeah, it was really awesome. The problems I had with my ex-wife that you talked about with me the last time I chatted with you were pretty darn accurate.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. It makes me feel good when I hear that. It gives me the fuel I know you need to keep going.
Yeah, I know how this must drain you.
Well, sometimes you get to the point where, you know, am I doing the right thing? Should I keep doing it? Am I making a difference? And then something like this comes through, and it gives me the energy to keep going.
It made a difference, and when it, you know, sometimes when you get a reading, you don't realize it right then.
Yep.
And then about 4 to 5, maybe days later, it clicks in, and you go, oh, my gosh.
Yep.
You know? So it was pretty awesome and enlightening for me as well.
Good. I just, you know, I love doing it, and I have been wrong. I don't like to brag, but I'm about 98% with my accuracy.
We all have them days where you just don't get right on, but, you know,
yep.
I know you've been pretty accurate. You there? And pretty accurate.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I moved the phone, and
yep.
I'm with myself sometimes. I mean, nobody's ever totally right, but...
That's true. That's true. Yeah. And a lot of things affect it. Health, energy, diet, your sleep, family stress.
Oh, sure.
You know, and then the... 50% of the reading is the questioner, the anticipation and the enjoyment of the reading. It makes a big difference.
I believe you're absolutely right.
And
as for both, for you and for the person who's getting the reading.
Yes, it does. Okay. Right off the bat, they're giving me what you want to hear. There is peace and harmony coming to you. You're going to be going into a cycle. And it's not too far away. It's, I almost want to say, almost like tomorrow. So hang on, buddy. You definitely, I'm hearing peace and harmony coming to you. And it's because of what I just went through, I'm hearing. And you validated that already. And I'm just feeling much calmer, and I'm coping better, and starting to relax a little. So it's definitely coming to you.
So true.
And,
so true. I'm supposed to start work.
Yes, I was just going to say it goes to just about everything in your life, work, family, and money. So I would expect the sunshine to land on just about everything, really. Affect everything.
Too.
It's like a chain reaction type thing here.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's how, you know, what I just went through with your last reading, and you were so right, and I seen my ex-wife, and it was just, you know, we went through a lot, and I just talked to her on the phone the other day and talked to my daughter, and I feel what you're saying is so true, that
yes,
there's light at the end of the tunnel, maybe, but I still have a lot of issues that are deeper than that.
Yeah, I'm feeling
and that's
that.
Why I use the term tormented, because I think in my head I'm
you hit it right
beating
on,
up on yeah. myself.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. That was going to be the next thing I was going to say to you, that... moderation in all things. I seem like sometimes I can go overboard emotionally, physically, mentally, think too much, feel too much, work too hard, or I want to be careful I don't do that.
Yeah.
Especially between now and the first week in July. There's a little bit of a heads up there. Moderation and everything really is going to be very important to you right now.
Okay.
As the harmony comes in and the peace comes in, focus on balance. And everything, diet, exercise, work, play, everything.
I understand that. Yeah, because I've been like on the edge, teetering on the edge lately.
Yeah, and you may be tempted to kind of go overboard in something to kind of like balance out, but you'd rather just kind of like stay balanced in a way. Enjoy life and taste everything, but don't overdo.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, especially if it's mentally or emotionally driven. You don't want to. Make that your focus point, balance, as this harmony comes, is given to you. Now, I am getting the work picking up and being active and things going well there. I don't see no real problems, just that it's going to be there and it's starting, and you validated that it's starting already. And I'm feeling, as far as, business and legal issues and negotiations, I'm feeling real good news, and I'm feeling good about it, and I'm feeling negotiations going through. Now, I can apply that to anything in my life with this, even if it's a relationship or a financial or any type of negotiations.
Hmm.
I feel going in your favor and being satisfying.
Wonderful.
And I'm hearing great news with it, great news. Any judicial or legal issues I'm feeling will be in your favor, too. So
they're coming around slow.
If there is anything, any legal battles going on out there, there may be some activity with it and some good news. Actually, I'm leaning towards real good news. So, I'm hearing problems being overcome.
Amen.
And,
that's great.
And agreements are being reached. Overwhelming, surrounded with that, agreements being reached. It's empowering. I feel like my old self again.
Yeah.
I feel as though I'm going to continue to be empowered by the balance that's around me and the harmony. I'm thriving on it. And I'm also getting help in the workplace, too. The working environment. There's somebody there that's going to be very helpful to me or help me a lot.
Yeah.
Communicating in sales, too, I don't know.
Say that a little louder, please.
Something with marketing or communicating or sales, I can't understand it, though, what they're trying to say to me. I don't know if you're going to be selling something or going into promoting or sales or marketing or you're selling yourself or services or...
Yeah, it's something like that. I mean, I'm a stucco and stonemason, and my buddy owns a company.
Oh.
But a lot of times, because of my personality or whatever, that I've been in this area for 30 years, I do have a lot of acquaintances and ties that,
okay.
You know, I could say it this way, that, you know, I can turn him on to. And yeah. Then again, I do have a high school friend that is in sales and marketing, and I do want to get out of what I'm doing eventually because I'm at that prime age, so.
Yeah. If it's that, I feel like you've got talent in it, and you would do well if you do go in that direction. And there may even be some activity with it. I don't know, maybe you'll bump into your friend, or there'll be an offer, or so. Kind of keep it like in your consciousness anyway.
Okay, wonderful.
And if it's not that, it may be an increase in business in what you're doing now. And a lot of wheeling and dealing in business, and you might have something to do with it. It might be friends of yours or connections, or you might have created it or involved in it. So be prepared to be busy anyway and increase. Now, at all times between now and the first week in July, I want to be a little cautious around jealousies. If I run into jealousies anywhere,
okay.
take it off the table because I feel like it's a downfall.
For me to feel jealous or for others?
If you're in a conversation and it involves jealousy, or if you walk into a situation that involves jealousy,
yeah.
Or if you see it developing,
right.
do your best to defuse it because I think it could escalate.
Okay.
And I'm being pulled to more towards the beginning of July with this, so but any time between now and the first week.
I know what you're saying, July. I mean... I have my own things that go on in my head, too. My ex-wife's birthday is in the July, and so is my old girlfriend's. And I don't know why, but she always gets real testy around that time of year.
Mm, yeah. Be cautious.
I will.
Be cautious. And this could, it may be relationship. It could be friend, co-worker. So just kind of like keep it in your consciousness. If you see it developing, you defuse it or get away from it. And another thing, if you do get into a dispute with somebody between now and the first week in July, be the peacemaker automatically.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's going to be a situation that really don't matter, but maybe it's getting out of control, and somebody's got to say, that's it, and no, this is over with, and don't matter. So be the peacemaker,
right.
And it will serve you well.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take that to heart.
All right, buddy, and that's about all I'm getting. I hope I helped you.
What about health? Do you feel anything there?
I feel good with health.
Okay, I'll ask you one question before. I didn't mean to cut you short.
No problem.
I know your show doesn't, I don't know if it lasts till 1 or 1:30.
It ends at 1, but I don't think there's anything after me but music, so I what was your question?
I was adopted at birth.
Okay.
And I have wonderful parents. I was But, you know, it haunts me. And you just don't know. I should probably just let it rest. But it's one of those things in the back of your mind. And I often wonder also, you know, that I'm here for a reason. And everything happens in the world for a reason. I just wonder sometimes. I feel at loss sometimes. Like I'm lost. Like I... God's will or whatever, I'm not applying myself maybe as much as I should.
Yeah. I felt that with you. I felt that with you, and I felt it to be too deep, and I didn't...
Okay.
It would be complicated, and I didn't want to bring it out. Something maybe in private would be good with it.
All right, another time.
Yeah, but what I do feel, though, a lot of it is emotional and mental.
Yeah.
And past life, and...
Yeah, that's a topic that I touched on with a friend of ours and different people that, you know, in my other life, I know I'm a regimented type person and I'm a little bit,
You
know, I sway both ways as far as mentally I can be. My mother called me Dr. Jekyll when I'm little, you know, so.
I do feel what would help you is maybe exploring your mental abilities, such as meditating and focusing, and I just feel like you could use your mind to override some of the demons.
Yes.
Can you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, and maybe Buddhism and meditation would be something I think would be very compatible with you.
Very good. Very cool.
Okay.
All right. Great.
Okay, buddy.
I hope to chat with you soon.
Thank you, bud.
All right. God bless and have a good night. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you. Okay, everybody, I'm after one here, and I'm not sure if I'm holding up the show, so I'm going to say goodnight. I'll be here Wednesday and Thursday. Watch for me. Take care, God bless, and I'll see you soon.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.